Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back here to 4 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Rob Jalas back on the show. That's right. 20 years, more than that. 21st year he's in. President of Jalas & Associates, Rob Jalas, has been hanging out with us now since the beginning of the millennia. And he, over the years, we've helped him launch, I don't know, 20, 30 books. He's written 150 at least, sold under a billion copies across the galaxy, including customer-centered selling, which is still one of the Bibles of selling, how to change minds, mental agility, on and on. He's our good friend, Rob Jalas. Welcome back.
Good to be back. You do love that customer-centered selling book, I got to tell you. But
it's classic.
I appreciate that one. That was my third in a line of six, but I got to move you along just a little bit now. The last one is Why People Don't Believe
I'm
You.
Looking I, that, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it, dude. Give me a minute. I'm going to get to it. Why People Don't Believe
I'll,
You.
I'll stand out.
We helped you launch that book. No, he's right, folks. I love the customer-centered selling because it's such a classic. But anyway, Rob, when it comes to selling, I'm not a Luddite. I know how things have changed, and I've been able to sell in the new era, in the third decade of the 21st century. But I keep coming back to the fundamentals, and that's where you and I began. We began when there was nothing but the fundamentals. You and I started our careers, and we were both Xeroids. We both worked for Xerox, and me just a little ahead of you. And we were taught by the best the fundamentals. And Rob, one of the things that I keep trying to get across to young people when I talk to them about selling is that it doesn't matter whether you're Zooming or whether you're face to face. It doesn't matter whether you're emailing or texting or TikToking. The fundamentals have not their value, their essentialness, their effectiveness has not changed and diminished at all, has it?
No. I'll tell you a funny story, actually. You know, you like that customer-centered selling book. I had Simon & Schuster coming after me for a new sales book for years. And I finally wrote a second edition. And if you look at the first line in the second edition, the first sentence says, I haven't changed my mind.
Right.
And, you know, a conversation to conversation, yes, technology's changed. Yes, I added some things to it. But the basic fundamentals of asking questions and listening and earning the right to ask the more difficult questions, the fundamentals that we were taught at Xerox, I'm not trying to sound like some old guy standing out on his lawn. I'm just telling you, that has not changed.
Well, the reason it hasn't changed is because human beings are still analog human beings. Yes, we're moving faster. Yes, we have all kinds of new gadgets. Yes, most of us have a magic wand in our hand. But we're still human beings. We're the same protoplasm as Hammurabi and Moses and Abraham Lincoln. And you know, we have different perspectives. We know more stuff. But we're not smarter than those our ancestors were, and we're still the same analog humans. And people respond to things the same way today as they did back in those days. One of them is getting their attention, making them feel like they. What is it you say? People do business with people they know, like, and trust. That's fundamental,
right? And you know what? Yeah, and I want to say something. I always worry that there's a percentage of people that went, oh, no, not another sales conversation. Turn your radio back up. Turn your computer sound back up because we're talking to everyone right now. Mm-hmm. I work a lot in the financial industry. I'm working with a lot of card-carrying salespeople. But the fundamentals, Jim, of taking an idea – putting that idea in somebody else's brain and making them feel like they thought of it is valuable to salespeople and parents and managers and just about anybody you can line up in front of me. And so what we're talking about right now is valuable to everyone, not necessarily somebody who is a card-carrying salesperson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't you think what you just said to me, if I could put it in one little term, I would say be a storyteller. What do you think about that?
I do. But I will say this. When you're absolutely be a storyteller. A matter of fact, I'm working.
That's
with
what you
right
just
now.
Described. Get them to think. Tell them a story to get them to think it was their idea. That's a story.
Yeah, exactly. But also, Jim, I will tell you that when you tell your stories now, if you're telling them online, if you're telling them virtually, because Jim and I do a lot of face to face. I'll get to it real fast. But if you tell it online, shorten your stories.
It's changed. The fundamentals haven't changed. How you execute the fundamentals have. And we'll talk about that after the break with our good friend, Rob Jolis. She was hanging on,
Johnny. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.